Well, she certainly couldn't complain, Anna thought, as she headed home on her bike with a freshly baked pie. When she got home, she left the pie warming in the oven and went out to check on Tiffany, who somehow had managed to escape from her pen yet again. After capturing the fugitive, nowhere near the marigolds, thank goodness, Anna went back inside. Mrs. Willard sat at the kitchen table drinking coffee and eating a slice of the pie. Seeing Anna, she exclaimed, "How did you do it? This is even better than mine." Before Anna could explain, her mom went on, "I can't wait to see those judges' faces when they taste your pie." Now what was Anna going to do? Chapter 3. Cow-hugging time. Brady sat on the fence, kicking his heels against the bottom rail. "I can't believe that you still haven't told her." "I think about it every day," Anna said miserably. "But it just never seems like the right moment for bringing it up. She keeps saying how happy she is that I decided to apply myself and—" "Dinky!" The little calf had butted her hard, nearly knocking her over, and she realized she had let the giant baby bottle slip out of his mouth. She replaced it quickly, and soon he was sucking greedily again. "Isn't he adorable?" she asked her cousin. "I don't know," Brady said. "Maybe from a distance."